Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. I regularly have interviews on podcasts or for websites, things that make me think and reminisce on my journey thus far. But this 7-Minute Sunday, this is sort of like a real trip down memory lane for me. So a few weeks ago, I had a chat with one of my real life friends for her podcast, which is simply called My Leak 2. It's her government name. She uses her government name. And this conversation brought back so many memories of the early days in my career. Because we are familiar with each other, we were able to take directions and ask questions and discuss things that maybe someone else wouldn't know to sort of ask me about. I do want to add this side note in here because I was just telling someone the other day that I don't recommend that most people use their name as the name of their podcast. That's when I'm teaching podcasting and when I'm sort of like giving consultations on podcasting and things like that. And the reason that I don't recommend it is because if you're not someone who is well known already, I don't think that it does you a great service. It sort of creates an uphill battle for people to know and understand what your podcast is about. But that's not the case with MyLeak. MyLeak is the founder of Curlbox, which is an innovative beauty company that really truly found tremendous success within the Black Girl Magic community with regards to natural hair. Okay, so jumping back in. MyLeak and I were on a phone conversation, we're having a phone conversation, and she wanted to bring the conversation that we were having to her podcast and talk about friendship and competition. And that's exactly what we did for about 2 hours. So for those who enjoy like the longer listens in terms of podcasts, head over to her website, My Taught You, and take a listen. It was a good chat. Now for us, this conversation felt just like one of our typical Kiki sessions where we spend hours talking about any and everything. It's just a full like rundown session. So that's what you're going to get if you go and take a listen. And early on in the chat, we reminisced on my move to New York. And I wanted to really like dig into that a little bit more for you guys on this 7-Minute Sunday. Sort of into that story, into what that experience was, and the importance of the idea of risk. And the question of, what are you willing to sacrifice for your journey to get what you want? Now, the reason that I say this is because during our chat on the podcast, we talked about how I was determined to move to New York. I felt like it was something I had to do. So I went out of my way in plenty of instances, and I did everything that I could to make sure that there was an avenue created for me to make this move to New York a reality. So I'll take you back through the things that I did. I identified that it was something I wanted to do. I researched and figured out sort of what the makeup was in the New York office. And I had already started, because I was working at this PR agency, and I had already started developing a relationship with some of the managers within the New York office. So there was a familiarity there, and I started planting seeds. And finally, when I was ready to make this big ask, can I transfer? If you go back and if you listen to the episode on My Leaks podcast, you'll remember me talking about having this manager who was just like a nightmare from the very beginning, the entire time that I worked at this PR agency. So part of the reason absolutely was that I wanted to be away from her. It was time for me to grow. I was approaching a year having worked on her desk. Sometimes that's what you call it in PR, especially entertainment PR, when you are assisting someone. So I was almost a year in on her desk, and she was going out, or she was out on maternity leave. So I figured this was my perfect window of opportunity to put in my pitch to make this move. I had no guarantees that she was even coming back. So I was also looking out for myself. So a part of the reason that I wanted to make this move to New York at this time was because I felt like it was a good time for a transition. Things were sort of up in the air. Now, I put in my pitch to one of the partners that I worked closely with at the company, and he went for it. He said, fine. We spoke to the New York office. We got everything set up. It was surprisingly simpler than I thought it would be. He also saw the opportunity for me to grow and work on some other projects, and they apparently were able to use an extra set of hands in the New York office. So I really, number one, pushed myself outside of my comfort zone by even starting to plant the seeds to make the ask to move to New York. But remember, there was planning there. There was some thought behind it. It wasn't a rushed decision. Then I was taking a huge risk by even making this ask, can I transfer within the company to your New York office, which was a smaller office. So I was taking a huge risk by making the ask, because that would allude to the fact that I wanted out of the LA office. And I didn't know how that would play. What could have happened was they could have said no and really sat on the idea that I didn't want to be there anymore. And I was unhappy with my place within the LA office, which could have backfired on me. So the first risk was asking. The second risk was actually moving. I had this great apartment in Beverly Hills. It was a studio. I worked three blocks away from my apartment. I had just bought myself, maybe like a year prior, I just bought myself a BMW coupe, 325, I remember, and life was good. All of my friends were in LA. I didn't know anybody in New York. My community, my world, if you will, was in LA. All of my college friends were there. We hung out on a regular basis. We did everything from dinners during the week to, I remember we had big lavish Halloween parties. There was always a reason for us to have a good time, and I was enjoying that world. So I was taking a big risk leaving everything that was familiar to me. I sold everything in my apartment. I knew that giving up that apartment was like gold, because people would die to have the type of apartment that I had in the location that I had. I was right off of Wilshire, one block from Rodeo Drive. I could walk to Rodeo Drive from my apartment. So, and it was spacious, and I loved it. So for me, I was making a sacrifice. I was sacrificing everything that I knew to embark on this journey of complete unknown. Now, when I got to New York, it was a whole new world. And I felt like I had to pinch myself like every 5 minutes when I'd be walking down the street like, oh my gosh, I actually live here now. This is a reality. I pulled it off. And so I'll fast forward about 4 months after being in New York, getting settled in, getting acclimated with the job, with the city, with riding the train, with making friends, going out, having a good time, all of this stuff, this bomb was then dropped on me. I got a call from one of the partners in LA. None of the partners worked out of New York. So I got a call from one of the partners in LA telling me that they no longer needed my services. I was surprised. I was shocked. I was angry. I felt slighted. But let me also back up. There was this rumor that this guy that I was working with, who worked out of the LA office, he was leaving the company. So he was one of the people that I was helping out with on his projects as a publicist. And so he was leaving the company, but he was taking a huge client with him. He was leaving to go work in-house for this company, for this client. So that meant that that monthly retainer that the overall agency was receiving from his client, they would no longer be receiving. That would now be his salary as an in-house person at this company, or a part of his salary. So I knew that things were getting tricky and weird. And in hindsight, I know what it was. They didn't tell me that they no longer needed my services because I was a screw up and a horrible employee. I'd never had any types of conversations about my performance or anything of that nature. What happened was, I was the last in and the first out when everything started to go crazy. When they lost a client, when they knew that they weren't going to have a certain chunk of money coming in anymore, they had to figure out how they were going to make up for that immediately. And I happened to be a casualty in that situation. But I'll be honest with you. I was sitting at my desk after this happened, trying to process what happened. And I forgot to mention this part. One of my friends moved to New York sort of with me. She was able to get a job in New York. And so we sort of coordinated our timing in terms of moving, and we were roommates. So the first thing that I did was I texted her and told her what happened. And after I told her, I sat back at my desk, I started gathering my little things, and I felt this sense of relief because this job was very stressful. And so I felt like I could breathe now. But then everything started to get really real. Because as the story goes, I didn't end up landing another full-time gig until 6 months after that. So within those 6 months, I had to deal with the reality of the risk that I took. I was on unemployment. I barely had enough money to pay my rent and to eat. I was constantly fielding questions from friends and family members who now knew my situation, knew that I was new to living in the city, and they wanted to know, what are you going to do now? Are you going to move back to LA? Are you going to come back to California? That was the common question that I was getting, because everyone was fearful for me. But when I look back, I wasn't fearful for myself. I believed in myself. I knew that I was going to turn this situation around. And I knew that I wasn't done with New York. I hadn't been there long enough. I hadn't scratched that itch that New York had always had on me. I'd always wanted to live in New York. And to only have been there for 4 months and then to leave? No way. Absolutely not. That wasn't an option. So in the meantime, I was looking for jobs. I was doing all these things. I was really praying that something would work out in my favor. And as you guys know, it did. I ended up not only getting back into the workforce after 6 months and having one job offer, I had two job offers on my plate. Two really good job offers. And when I say really good, that means great companies that will look really good on my resume, that would give me an awesome amount of experience. And I say all of this to say, and I share all of this with you to let you know that if you don't take those chances, if you don't make the decisions that require a little risk, it's going to be really, really challenging to get to what you want. That's if you want something big. If you want something big, if you want something different, if you want something that you haven't seen anyone around you have before, it might require you to push yourself, to take yourself out of the norm. And when I think back to it, Malik and I touched on this within our conversation. She did the same thing. She did the same thing with her move from California, from LA to Atlanta. And I can say this with confidence. We both took risks within our journey. And had we not taken those risks, we would not have seen any reward and we would not be in the positions that we're in today to see the greatness that we can pull from within ourselves because we were willing to take those risks. And I ask you, I really, really ask you, because this is a real conversation that you have to have with yourself if you want to pull out the greatness and if you want to see change. You really have to ask yourself, what am I willing to sacrifice? What am I willing to risk to get what I want? That's the real question. What are you willing to do? And it's not always this big dramatic thing, but sometimes it is pushing you out of your comfort zone. It is making you face the unknown. It is pushing you past the limits that you thought you had. But all of that helps you to grow. It contributes to your journey. It makes you better. It equips you with skill sets that you didn't even know you had. So I really just wanted to share that with you guys, go a little bit deeper into that story so that you really understand the sacrifice that it took to go down that road and how that was a part of my journey to getting me to where I am now. Had I never left LA, had I never taken that risk, I would have never, had I never been in a position to be laid off from the PR agency, I would have never been in a position to then get the job at the NBA, which then sparked the continuation of my journey. So sometimes we don't know why certain things are happening or why things are unfolding the way that they are, but most times it's working in your favor for the greater good of you, but you don't necessarily know why. You don't always have to know why. That's why I think it's important for us to just go with the flow sometimes. To be open, I should say. To be open. So I hope that this has given you something to think about. I hope that it inspires you to look at your situation and really be honest with yourself about what you're willing to sacrifice and what risks you're willing to take. Because when I look back on my journey, and my journey is nowhere near over, when I look back on the part of it that I've completed so far, I can see where I made those decisions with regard to what I was willing to sacrifice. So you got to do the same thing. It's only going to help you. Have an amazing week next week. I thank you so much for hanging out with me on the 7-Minute Sunday. And as always, keep killing it.